You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. Guys, I'm so excited because the metamorphosis of me is truly helping me grow. I hope that it's really helping you guys to grow. I hope that you guys are sharing it with others and subscribing to the channel. If you have not followed me on social media, make sure you are following me on social media as well so you can stay up to date with all the stuff that I have going on. Because who knows, I might have something really nice planned for you guys. I think I told y'all this, I don't remember, but I am a mother of five. And oftentimes I think about, wow, God, you thought that much of me that you trusted me with five beautiful souls. Even though sometimes things be like, I question it. But nonetheless, I am grateful that God trusts me more than I trust myself. Listen, so it was like nice outside one of these days and I wanted to get outside. I think it was Earth Day to be exact. And I wanted to get outside and sit on the lawn and just have some fun. And I told my kids, come out and, you know, let's go outside and play some board games. So as we out there playing board games, we turn on the music and we're having a good time. I'm writing, getting my book complete. And I literally turn and I see my son. He's like trying to force this piece into the Connect Four, and he's not going with the path that was created by the manufacturer. Instead, he's going like, you know, where they have the little ridge. He's trying to stuff it there, and it ends up getting stuck. And he looks up for me to help him get it unstuck so that he can put it in the right place so it can go down the right path. And I'm like, why did you put it where it did not fit? You saw that that piece did not fit. And instantly, I was reminded of my life. And I was reminded how I would get in these relationships and I would conform to be somebody that I know that I'm not. I would shrink myself in these friendships because I didn't want to feel like I was better than anyone. I would also ignore the call that was on my life because it was so heavy that I didn't realize that I was capable of doing it because of my past. I mean, come on now. I'm a single mother of five children. I've been in domestic violence relationship. I had dealt with the spirit of rejection from not having a mother or father that raised me. I've been told that I would never amount to anything. So those only planted seeds that I carried along my life, what made me realize that maybe I'm not adequate enough. Maybe I'm not able to walk in who God has called me to be. And even though I didn't even know what God called me to be, but I knew that it was something great because everything I went through, I'm like, I had something got to come out of this. I mean, my whole life can't be bad. When I was thinking about how these pieces did not fit in my life, it took me back to a time that I was struggling and I was pacing my house and I was trying to figure out if life was better than death. And I was talking myself up to believe that death was better than life. And I instantly thought about my children, and that's what pulled me out of that path for my life. And as I sat and I spoke to my son about not putting stuff and things that it does not fit in, God had to speak to me and had to remind me that sometimes in life, although we go down a path that He does not have for us, He still never takes His grace off of our life. He had to show me in the middle of me about to take my life because I was forcing something that did not fit. I was forcing myself to be somebody that I knew that I wasn't because I wanted to look happy to everybody. I wanted to keep up this facade. I wanted to fit in places that I had already outgrown. Come on. Some of us know we bigger than the places that we continue to fit in. We know that it's a ridge keeping us from fitting there, but we press and press and press until we're stuck and we're on this wrong path, and we look up to God for him to rescue us because we right in the middle of the mess that we created for ourselves. And we oftentimes say, oh, why am I going through this? What can I learn from this? And God is so merciful that he gives us a lesson in it. But I don't want to survive off of miracles no more. I want to learn the red flags and no longer put myself in situations and press myself into places that I don't fit in no more. And I really want somebody else that's listening to this to realize that you don't have to force yourself into places and things that don't fit. You see, the enemy wanted me to take my life because of this moment right here. The enemy wanted me to forfeit the call on my life. And it was going to happen in the midst of me fitting myself into somewhere that I did not fit. I was so deceived. I was so blind. I was so hurt. I was so ashamed of everything that I had been through. I felt so heavy. My spirit felt heavy. My spirit felt broken, exhausted. And I allowed my circumstances to make me think that death would be easier than watching my children grow up. I allowed myself to think that death would be more fulfilling than to be here right now, edifying the life of somebody else because of what I went through. You see, that peace that was out of place that I was trying to fit, it built something in me. And me looking up to God and telling God, help me get out of this place that I put myself in. He put me back on the right path and gave me freedom. Now, did I backslide again? Of course. Of course. But I never forgot how he put me on that path, and I never forgot how to get back on that path. And just like the manufacturer of that Connect Four game put the ridges there so that you can stay on the right path, God has put things in place, red flags that we ignore because we so used to the pleasures of this world. The enemy hands them to us on a diamond encrusted tray so that we can be deceived. But God created us, and he is the only one that knows the path that he has set out for us to take. And even as I'm doing this show right now, and I'm reminded of how much God's grace and love for me saved me, it feels so surreal because who would have thought? Who would have thought? I mean, society says that I was a statistic, and I believe that. And I came from a bloodline that believed that even spoke that into my life as I was a child. But because of the circumstances, because of the paths that I took on my own, God would surround me by people that would remind me that I'm not my circumstances. And I'm here to remind you that you're not your circumstances. God would surround me by people that would speak life into me, even in the midst of what I was going through. And I was a filthy rag. And I'm here to speak life into you. I'm here to encourage you that life is better than death. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to cancel off the spirit of suicide off of every listener and every listener that has someone attached to them that may be going through suicidal thoughts or ideation and they may not know about it, but I'm here to cancel it off of their life. I'm here to inspire because I lived, because I know that God saved me. But if it wasn't for the solid foundation that I had built with God by his word, by developing a relationship, by fellowshipping with people that truly loved me, in spite of what I've been through, in spite of what I've ever survived, they loved me and they knew and they saw. And I thank God for giving these people the spirit of discernment because they saw the call on my life and they knew that they had to stand in the gap for me in order for me to get to my next level that I'm walking in now. Never in a trillion years would I have thought that God would have used me. And somebody listening to this now and you are saying, I know it's something that's great about me. I know that I'm called for greatness, but I got this going on. I may be going through this. My finances aren't like this. So God can't use me. That is a lie from the pits of hell. And the enemy wants you to think that you are not useful to the kingdom. But God sent me right here, right now, to remind you that you are useful. You are useful. You are more useful because of the things that you survive. One day you'll be able to see that. Wow, God, you allow me to survive teen pregnancy so that I can speak life into my child so they won't have to go through it. Come on. We looking for a big audience. We looking for millions of dollars to transform the world. But I go back to my first episode. It starts with one. That one person can go back and transform two or three. Them two or three can go back and change the lives of thousands. That is how you truly change a world. That is truly how you change a world. I'm always reminded of the scripture, Jeremiah 29 and 11. And Jeremiah 29 and 11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." I stood on that scripture for years. And when I would put myself in these situations and get in these situations and force myself in places that I did not fit in, I stood on that scripture. God, you know the plans. You know the plans. You know the plans. You know the plans that you have for my life. Show me the plans that you have for my life so I can change my life and I can walk in the plans of prosperity that you have for my life, because right now I'm harming myself. And your word said your plans is not to cause me harm, but to prosper me. I challenge somebody that's listening to this to go deep inside of yourself and truly think about places that you've tried to fit in that you didn't fit. Think about what you learned from those places. And I'm just moved to speak to somebody that's in a place right now that you know that you've outgrown. You in a place right now that you know you never fit, but because of the call on your life, you've been called weird. You've been called crazy. You've been called awkward. Nobody wants to sit with you. You feel out of place. I want to just remind you, and I want to speak to you right there in that place, that that was me. And it took for me to really get to a place of wanting to take my life, to realize that I was fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I needed to walk in who I was made in order to get that joy that I was searching for in other people. Those other people cannot give you that joy that you are searching for. You are a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. You have a holy nation inside of you. There are people that's going to rise up and do great things because of you, because of your obedience. There are people that's watching your life. Come on, God. People that's watching your life, and because of you authentically showing up for you, and you no longer fitting in places that you have outgrown, you no longer forcing a piece that does not fit, it's going to birth a nation. It's going to birth a nation of people that's going to change the minds, the hearts of people. 1 Peter 2 and 9 states, "But you are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession." Special, I think of special. And when I think of special, I think of unique. But the world has called it weird and crazy because they don't understand it. But you're special. God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his wonderful light. I'm going to read that again. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." That is all the confirmation that you need to come up out of darkness. Stop forcing your way into places that you don't fit in. God has called you to great things. God has called you to light. And I can tell you these things. I can stand here before you and tell you these things because I was once there. I was pacing the floor trying to figure out if death was better than life. But I now realize that life is better than death. And God has promised me eternal life because I went back to my manufacturer and I realized that he was the one that created me. So he knew the path that was best for my life. I pray that this message blesses someone. I thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things, because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.